News from Oroville, April 23, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Danielle and Andrea. In Oroville today, the sky shows scattered clouds. The temperature range for Wednesday through Thursday runs between 27 and 32 degrees, southeasterly winds 14 to 21 kilometers per hour. The first solar-powered electric vehicle charging station has been launched at the Solar Kitchen. Your electric cycle can be plugged in during lunch or even at night. For a 36-volt cycle, a converter can be made to accommodate. Even for different voltages, bring your charger along and connect it into one of the power sockets there. They run off a UPS charger using solar energy. Fundraising for research and development and more charging stations in Oroville is going on. To participate, make a contribution. Specify charging station or research to account number 0118. Help in any amount is most welcome. For questions or suggestions, contact akasha@oroville.org.in or sukrit@oroville.org.in. Speaking of vehicles, here's an excerpt of an interview with Chamanlal speaking about the immediate future of transportation, the hydrogen car.
There is a toy, a Japanese toy, I think, that function on water. Did you see this toy?
I've seen a toy. Not the Japanese one, but the German one. Well, India will have a hydrogen car in 2-3 years. A big car, not a toy. Mahindras, Tatas, Indian Space Research Program, they're all working very hard. But in the beginning, the converter of hydrogen into electricity will be imported because it's a very protected technology. So we are doing all the balance of system, all the supply of the hydrogen, but not the main component of fuel cells. That in the beginning will be imported.
This is the future?
Immediate future. Future, I don't know. Immediate future, yes.
But you concentrate before on solar.
This is all solar. This is all solar for me. Because hydrogen produced from water, it can be produced by solar. Hydrogen produced from water can be produced by solar photolysis. It can be produced by enzymes. It can be produced by electrolysis. It can be produced by solar electricity from solar photovoltaic cells. So it's all solar. Hydrogen and carbon are the two fundamentals of life, whether in plants or in human beings or anywhere.
A group is formed to create a 3-day Oroville International Gathering in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, in mid-June, which will offer a variety of events, including presentations as well as hands-on activities. Oroville can contribute knowledge from many fields, including forestation, and this year has been declared the Year of the Tree by the Ethiopian government, alternative building technologies, solar technologies, water pumping systems, health hygiene, small-scale industry handicrafts. To participate financially in creating this very special event to bring Oroville to Africa, a donation will be welcomed at financial service account number 251-780. Emergence, acoustic Indo-pop, will perform at Bharat Nevis. This concert is very much about sharing their music of the last year and a half, but it is also a fundraising effort. They have been invited to play at the highly acclaimed Glastonbury Festival in the United Kingdom, for which they need financial support. Saturday, 26th of April, 8 p.m., Bharat Nevis. From Mother's Agenda. We are at one of those hours of God, when the old bases get shaken and there is a great confusion. But it's a wonderful opportunity for those who want to leap forward. The possibility of progress is exceptional. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. On microphone, Marlenka. For further information, please check the website, orovilleradio.org. Thank you for listening.